You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Should you never have sugar? Well, not according to our guest, Catherine Katz, who is a PhD, author, and founder of Cuisinicity.com, a site you must go to for recipes. She recently wrote a blog about putting sugar in its place, and it's so good. We asked her to join us in our Family Food Kitchen to share it with you. Catherine, so
Thank
great to have you with
me.
Us, as always. We love it. Okay. What do you mean by putting sugar in its place?
Well, you know, sugar, we've had sugar for centuries, even millennia. And there's been a place for sugar. When you think of sugar, you think of treats and desserts. And it was in limited quantities. The problem now is that we have sugar everywhere. And really, the dose is what makes the poison. There is sugar in literally places you don't even know is there. I mean, there are marinara sauces where they have more added sugar per calorie than there would be in a chocolate fudge sauce. Who knew? And the same with dressing and crackers and chips and places. You don't want it there, but it is there nonetheless. So what that does is that it's just too much. It's too much. But the sugar that we should put it back where it belongs. We should not have it in those places that we don't need it. But when you have a dessert, of course you're going to have some sugar. But the good news is, because if you rehabilitate your taste buds, and my husband calls it, you know, taste bud rehab, jokingly, but it's true. If you don't bathe your taste buds all day in these processed, sugary foods that are not even supposed to be sweet, then you'll be able to have a lesser sweetened dessert and still be very satisfied with it. That's one. And also, of course, you won't have all that bad effect of sugar in your diet all day long. So you can actually enjoy it where it belongs. And that's really, I think people have to start being aware of all the places where the sugar hides and take it out of there so that they concentrate on places where you really want it. Put it in its place, and that is dessert. And don't we all love dessert?
You know, Catherine, this is so very important. I want to explain it again for everybody that's listening. I learned this concept with Dr. Katz a long time ago, reading so much, and I use that on a daily basis, explaining to my own clients as a dietitian and in my own life. It's about changing the scale of sweet and salty. So when you give a child a candy bar, that becomes their measure of what sweet is. But if that child had never had the candy bar, their measure for sweet may be an apple instead. You see how you can really tilt their scales. But what I found even more important from what I learned from him, and you talk a little bit about in your blog, and I want you to say something about it here, is sweeteners, because sweeteners play a part in this, right? And tricking our brains into that tilting scale.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
And one thing I want to add to that comment about candy. I mean, candy at least is honest. When you give a kid a candy bar, you know it's sugar. And the first ingredient, which
True.
Is always the biggest on the ingredient list, will be sugar. And there's no surprise there. Where it's shocking, and to me, really, I need, if there's anything that we accomplished today, I want to make sure people know this. Where it's shocking is sugar in cereals, sugar in those Pop-Tarts. And if you look at the ingredient list, the first ingredient is sugar. You would think it's a candy bar, right? But and it's well-meaning parents who give their kids those sugary cereal, thinking, okay, it's whole grain, it's all that. If the first ingredient is sugar, just take it away. Don't. You can do better. There is better, and you don't need all that sugar. So yes, and then of course there is artificial sweeteners. There is sugar in all sorts of different names. Anything ending in OSE, fructose, glucose, maltrose, all those are sugar in a different name. And oftentimes in an ingredient list, you'll see it listed 4, 5, 6 times. And sometimes it's not even in a dessert. I mean, it's in chips, crackers, dressings, marinara sauce.
Yogurt.
Yogurt, yeah. I mean, at least yogurt, you know, you expect it somewhat, but it doesn't have to be so much.
There's so much in it. Yeah, especially children's yogurt. I find it so sad because when you compare gram by gram, it's worse than a can of soda is how much sugar are in some of these children yogurts. And that's just sad. That's a breakfast food.
And again, because you don't really know it's there. You know, if you one by one upgrade every one of your products out there and make sure that it doesn't have the added sugar that it doesn't need, then you really, one by one, make your taste buds really so much more sensitive to the sugar in the good places that you end up really liking more wholesome foods. And that's the whole point of really rehabilitating your taste buds so that, again, enjoy it where it belongs in your desserts, but just get rid of it everywhere it doesn't belong. And if a kid, you know, for Halloween, if they want a candy bar, a candy bar is an honest-to-goodness sugary thing, and we know that, and that's okay. But you're not going to first start in the morning with a candy bar, and people know that. Where our mind is really in those products that call themselves healthy, you know, like cereal for kids, yogurt, and the like, and that really are just masquerading out there and have a ton of sugar in them.
Well, you know, it's just so sad because what we've done, as you said, mask our the taste buds.
Yes.
Taste bud rehab is a great phrase to use
because
you begin to those wonderful flavors that are in fresh foods start to come alive again once you get off all that sugar. But let's get a recipe in because your YouTube's and your Cat's Family Kitchen has some YouTubes well, and your website are brilliant. And you talk about the sugar issue, and one particularly that I want everybody to go see, it's the pasta fagioli mushroom spinach sauce. Did I say that right? Come on, bring out your Italian.
So you're talking about something that's actually not a dessert.
Because recipes. Recipes have sugar problems as well, so let's talk about
that
one.
That's true. And that one is just pasta fagioli with the marinara mushroom sauce. And here, because I want to make sure and do it quickly, I'm using a marinara sauce from the, you know, store-bought. And there I really warn people, just make sure whatever marinara sauce you use, just use one that doesn't have added sugar. You don't need the added sugar in that sauce. And already you have... You're fine. But really where I want to at least leave people, I thought that's the one you were going to ask me about, is either my baked chocolate custards, unbelievable, or even my chocolate pudding for kids. It doesn't have added sugar. It just uses the sugar from the chocolate. And instead of, to make it a little sweeter, I use medjool dates. They are unbelievable, healthy in and of themselves, but sweeten it with this natural sugar. And it's just so delicious. Kids love it. And it's, again, you throw everything in the blender. It's like four ingredients, and you got it. And it hides lentils in there. You would never know are there. It hides tofu. Again, don't be put off by the tofu that doesn't look so appealing. You don't know it's there. It's just creamy, chocolatey, and kids just love it. But, again, no need for added sugar.
Yeah, that is a great recipe. The your baked chocolate custard, it even calls for black beans in there, which I thought was really interesting.
Black lentils,
you're right. And I thought that was really interesting because not only is it going to help with texture, but it's also going to add some protein, which, you know, you don't really think of dessert as a place to get many nutrients. Like you said, dessert is the treat. But this is kind of the dessert that works for you, and I really like that. So thank you, Catherine, for sharing that recipe and so many more with us. I want to send everybody to your website to watch your fun videos and learn more about what you do and your recipes, and that's cuisinicity.com, CUISINICITY.com. Thanks for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Remember, you can find our best episodes on RadioMD.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.